Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day of Pentecost. We thank you for the power that you send us, and we thank you for everything that you give us. We ask you, Father, this morning that these words will help us to understand what you give to us today. Amen. Just a little recap of what had happened. Jesus had been crucified, buried, and rose again. The disciples had been on a roller coaster of emotion. They were really depressed, they were really sad because Jesus was dead. They were delighted, unbelievably delighted that Jesus was alive again. And then they spent some days with him, which was wonderful. And he taught them lots of things. He didn't say to them, "I will send you the power of God." That, you know that my daughter just moved into the mouth. Not that I'm delighted because I'm sad to lose her, but she might. I bought her a box of cleaning things. And in there I put things like Chrysos and Aries and all things that say that they have power to shift things. Yeah, when I was reading things about this, I was thinking, what a power that God sends us. Isn't it something that's there to grow? It's something that's there to build up and to give us strength. It's not like the mentors that kills all the dirt in the bacteria and somebody very kindly brought you some antibacterial hand wash so you can have a quick wash of hands before you have a biscuit or 0.8 minutes. But it's something that builds up and gives us extra strength. Now, I don't know about you, but I need a lot of extra strength. I have bad days. Who can get that about them? Talk about that.
I'm sorry, no.
You can talk about them. That's how you have a bad day, God. We'll pray for you. Does anybody else have a bad day? Any children have a bad day? Get told off by your mum and dad, your teachers. Yes, you used to. You know. Yeah. It's sad, isn't it? I wonder if a bad day you feel a bit too close, a bit like a balloon that's gone down your head. These disciples had just spent the last Jesus for a long time. They'd seen him ascending to heaven and then he's gone. And I actually imagine that they were feeling a little bit betrayed again. Because they felt God. When you miss somebody, when someone moves away and goes away for a long time and you're not going to see them, it's sad. And it's sad to go back to Jerusalem because that's what Jesus had told them to do, and they're still doing what Jesus wanted them to do. He went back to Jerusalem and they were told to wait. Who's just done that? Who's just done exams? Okay. Oh. And what's the worst thing about an exam? I personally think it's amazing. Because there's nothing that you can do about it. You've done the exam, you've done the revision, you've done the exam, you've sat there, you've gone all the way through it. You come out of the exam and say, I can't wait for that exam. I have done my best, hopefully. I've done everything that I can do, and now I just have to wait. I have to wait for something to happen. I have to wait for the letter to come through the post. Or my teacher's telling school that I've done a good job at the time. So the disciples went back to Jerusalem and they sat and they waited. And I can imagine, so I can tell us, and they were a bit bored just waiting. Now Jerusalem at this time is filling up with all different people. The Passover has happened, and 50 days after the Passover is the festival of the meat. And so more people came to Jerusalem just to celebrate this special time. A lot of people stayed and and they knew the story of Demas. They knew who the disciples were, and they knew something strange had happened. And then, all of a sudden, one day, there was quiet. Well, there was quiet as a thousands of people. And all of a sudden, there was the sound of a huge, mighty, rushing wind. Have any of you ever sat in front of one of the greatest fans? It wasn't actually a feeling. You could hear this mighty, mighty rushing wind. If any of you have ever been in a storm and you've heard the wind howling outside, mighty wind, a bit like that. And then can you imagine people's mouths, people's faces, when all of a sudden you turn around and
some books called the prophets. Now, one of the prophets was Joel. And Joel said, "In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below." All of the Jews would know that that was a passage from Joel.
And then suddenly that happened in front of them. To be able to understand, it would be amazing. Can you imagine going to a huge great concert? You think that's a great concert. And be able to understand and know exactly what they have to do. Because you've read it. Years ago, you were little. You've been taught it. Who would like some power today? I want power. No one is asking power. where God has a free gift, we can all have this free gift. It's here, and it's got everybody's name on it. In fact,
and you've got a list here. And on my list it says, sons and daughters. Well, that means, is that just the children?
Everybody.
Everybody, because everybody, even mums and dads, the sons and daughters of somebody. Old men. Does that mean just the old men? Young men. Does that cover all the men? Sons and daughters. Everybody, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in these days. We are all entitled to God's gift. And what does God's gift allow us to do? What does it help us to do?
It helps us to do the work that Jesus has set us. The last thing that Jesus said when he went away was to set us to tell everybody in the whole world about him. Now, I know I've said this before, but when we go out of these doors today, tomorrow we will be getting into our normal life. We will be going to school, if the school's back in. We will be going to work. We will be going to see people. We will be doing our shopping. We will be doing all the normal things we do now. But we can do it with an extra special and gift tomorrow. Because if we just say, I believe Jesus, and I love Jesus, and I want to share Jesus with everybody, we are able to say to God, can I please have that special power? Give me that special power. And you will give me that. With the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is for everybody. Some people may speak in tongues, that means in another language. Some may not. Some people may be able to stand up front and speak, some may not. Some may be teachers, some may not. Some of us are just scared, exactly as we are. But inside, we will have the power to tell people about Jesus. Because all we have to do is rely on him, know about him, so we can give our life to him to pray, and then we'll be able to tell him all about Jesus and what he's going to do for us. And what he is going to do for us. I want you to think, I want us to pray just for a minute, about asking for this special gift. You know, you can have a special gift and it's not easy. Because God fills us up and blesses us. So we're going to close our eyes just for a minute and just think and pray. The gift of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit, to come and to be in us, and to be with us, and to help us in the next week. Heavenly God, we thank you for your gift of Pentecost, we thank you for your gift of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that you will fill us again and allow us to go out in your name, spread your word and your message. Amen. Wow.